Today's daf continues the discussions that we've had now for several days about the topic Gezel Ager. Torah says that if someone steals from a convert and then the convert dies, so you can't return it to him because he's no longer alive, the Kohanim get that gift, get that amount of money. We'll see on the Amud Beis, the Gemara will teach us this is one of the 24 gifts that Hashem gave to Kohanim. Hashem says a Kohen gets Truma. Hashem said a Kohen gets parts of a carbon to eat. Another one of the gifts that a Kohen gets is that if there was an item stolen from a convert and the convert died, so he has no relatives, the item is paid back by giving it to the Kohanim. So let's start at the two dots on Kuftes Amud Beis, which is where we had gotten up to. Tanur Rabbanu Lintin Abraisa. Minayin L'Kohen Shebo Makrev Karbonoso B'chol Esa B'chol Shah Sheyirtze. How do we know that even though there were shifts, there were mishmaros, groups that were taking care, there were groups of Kohanim, one group for 1 week, one group for another week, how do we know that a Kohen can bring his own Karbon whenever he wants, even though he was on the Mishmar of Yedaya, it's now the week of Yehoyarim, he can still come with his carbon, and when he brings with his carbon, he himself can catch the blood and bring it to the altar and throw the blood on the altar. Tamaloma, that's from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Uva b'chalavas nafsho v'sheires. He will come whenever his heart desires and serve. That means that a Kohen has a right to serve whenever he wants, even if it's not the time when his group is on. Uminayin.
Rabbi, how did they disperse the money amongst the Kohanim? You know, there were like 300 Kohanim in Beit HaMikdash. How did they give the money to the Kohanim? You know,
all of those in the Mishmar.
They have a pot there and they
get a piece.
Like that?
Yeah.
Did it go to the person there, or then they offered them up as Kohanos?
No, the Gezel Ager is given to them. Each of them keeps a little piece of it.
It's good egg.
All right.
How do we know that when a person brings his own karban, that he gets to keep the meat? The meat is called avodasa, it's service, because it's in return for the service, and the skin. That's what the pasuk says, vishus kadashav lo yihyeh. And a man, his offerings will belong to him. In other words, if the Kohen brings a karban, it belongs to the Kohen. Now, it's not really so simple. Rashi takes up the words haketzad. Im haya bal mum, if the Kohen was someone who had a blemish so he couldn't do the service, nosna le Kohen shebosla mishmar, so he can bring the carbon up to Yerushalayim, of course, but once he's there, he can't do the service. So he gives it to any Kohen in that mishmar. He's not really making that Kohen his shaliach, because you can only make as a shaliach. If I could do something, I can make someone else a shaliach to do it for me. But a Kohen who has a blemish, he can't make anybody a shaliach. So really, he's just giving it to the Mishmar, and the members of the Mishmar offer the karban. And therefore, v'avodasa v'ora, and the meat from the karban, and the skin of the karban goes l'anshei Mishmar, to the people of the Mishmar. Again, Rashi changes the girsa. It goes to the people of the Mishmar because they're the ones who did the service. So the meat belongs to them. It doesn't belong to the guy who brought it. But if the Kohen is bringing the Karban, is elderly or sick, which as the Gemara will explain, that means he could do the service. It's just not so easy for him to do the service. So since he could do the service, he can give it to any Kohen there and make him his shaliach. Say, okay, you're now doing it. And you can't, it won't be that any other Kohen could step in and participate, because I made you the shliach, I could have done it myself. So now I'm making you my shliach to do it. V'avodasa, and then the meat of the karban, la'anshei mishmar, that would go to the people of the mishmar, it wouldn't go to this one Kohen. Why? Because since he's sick or old, he doesn't have an easy time eating it himself. So since he can't eat it, he can't make somebody else. He's not really the authority over the eating. So in terms of the eating, that would go to all the members of the Mishmar. So the Gemara will now explain this. What is this case where the Kohen bringing the Karban is sick or elderly? If he himself could have done the Avoda, So then, avodasa v'ora, nami tehevi didei. So then the meat and the skin should belong to him. And since it could belong to him, he should be able to make a shaliach to do it, to do the eating, or he should make a shaliach able to do the service. If he's so old that he can't even do the service, so shliach heichem mashvi, how's he making one kohen his shliach to do the service for him? He couldn't do it himself. He can't make a shliach to do it for him. It should just be that avodas of ora should be to the members of the mishmar. So Amar Rav Papa explained, the case is he's an old man. Shiachol asus l'idei adachak. So he can do it, but it would be hard. If he pushes himself, he could do service. So since in regards to service, if he's pushing himself to do service, that's considered service. Therefore, mashvi shliach, he can make a shliach and say, you are the one who does the service for me. However, achila, when it comes to eating would be hard for him. A hard eating is not normal eating. Normal eating is pleasurable. But a person who doesn't want to eat, and he doesn't like it, he's just forcing food down his mouth. That's not considered eating. As Rashi says, nafsho katzaba, his soul was rejecting it. So therefore, achila gasa, lav klumhu, eating, which is under duress, is not considered eating. So what you have here is a kohen who doesn't have the ability to eat the carbon that he's bringing. He might be able to offer the carbon, he's not able to eat the carbon. So therefore, in regards to doing the service, he can appoint somebody else, say, okay, you do it for me, because he could have done the service. But in regards to the eating, he can't appoint somebody else and say, you eat for me, because he couldn't eat himself, so he can't make a shliach to eat for him. So since he couldn't eat himself, therefore, that's why the rice is like this, Mishumachi avodasa, namely the meat that you get for the service, namely the eating of the meat, that's lianche mishmar, that goes to the members of the mishmar. He doesn't have a right to direct who gets the meat. He has a right to direct who does the service, but he doesn't have a right to direct who gets the meat of the carbon to eat it. Yeah, question.
So, does this mean that someone who's too old or sick to daven for the omelet, for example, he can't, the shliach tzibur doesn't daven on his behalf? Because if you compare davening to giving the temple sacrifice,
see, I think there's a difference. I think that the Rambam writes that the davening of a shliach tzibur, the Rambam characterizes it as tfilas hatzibur, the prayer of the community. It's not that each individual is appointing the shliach tzibur to represent me as an individual. The group of individuals as a whole becomes a corporate entity. It's a new entity, the community, and the community appoints the shliach tzibur. So I think that would be okay, even if there was someone there who couldn't daven.
Rabbi, what does it mean that eating under duress is not eating? What does that mean?
It's halachically not considered eating. Let's say when you have a mitzvah to eat.
You don't make a bracha on the food?
No, you wouldn't make a bracha when you have a mitzvah to eat. Let's say matzah on Seder night, it wouldn't fulfill the mitzvah. It's not... Eating is a pleasurable activity. A person who's just forced, you know, chewing without any pleasure and forcing food down is not considered eating.
So the hospitals and when people have to die, they eat and it's not pleasurable, then we don't make bracha. That's for sure. But if someone is sick and...
But usually that is pleasurable, but, you know, something like this would not be pleasurable.
So someone who's sick on Yom Kippur and he gets no pleasure from eating, that should be a reason why it's not.
I'm not sure that would be considered no pleasure. It may be psychological torment, but at the end of the day, the mouth enjoys, the stomach enjoys, the throat enjoys. Here we're talking about an old man who, you know, literally doesn't enjoy this meat.
The fact that it sustains the person.
Apparently not.
It's only for the pleasure that we see the bracha?
The pleasure of swallowing.
That's why you don't make a bracha if you're drinking.
Well, it's the pleasure of swallowing that creates the bracha. Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes taught a new halacha. Imaya kohen tamei b'karban tzibur. Let's say the kohen who was part of the group and he was the one who won the right to offer, let's say, a communal sacrifice, a karban ola, a tamid of the morning, and it was a karban, he was tamei though. So if the one who won the right to offer the karban tamid of the morning was tamei, nos nalachomi shiyirtze, he can appoint another member of the group to do it for him. He can give it to anyone he wants. But he can't eat it, and since he can't eat it, the meat would go to the members of the group. All of them would divide the meat equally. He can't appoint somebody. So Gemara says, hey, what's the case here? If there are other Kohanim who are tar, he, as a Tameh, wouldn't be allowed to do service in the Beis HaMikdash. We have the rule of Masechet Pesachim, that if the whole community is Tameh, then you can offer Karbanos even B'tumah. But if he's Tameh and everyone else is Tar, so he couldn't offer it himself, how could he appoint someone to do it for him? And if you have other people who are Torah, it's maybe Matziavdi. He has a tummy. How can he even do the service? If there are no one else who's Tahar, so then he could offer it. Fine. So we understand why he can appoint someone to offer it on his behalf, because he could offer it himself. But if so, how would you say avodasa, that the meat, the ora and the skin? But really, the question is about the meat. La'anshe mishma goes to all the members of the group. I understand, that's mayim ninu. If they're all tamei, so they're all tamei, v'lo matzi achli, as a tamei, they can't eat, because the whole law of tumah hutcha b'tzibur is the carbon can be offered b'tumah, but not that the carbon can be eaten b'tumah.
Rabbi, the food had to be eaten in Beit HaMikdash.
Yes, we're going to get to that on the Yom
HaBeis. They could not go out of Beit HaMikdash and, you know.
Depending on the carbon, but most cannot. Chatas can't go out, Asham can't go out. So Amar Rav explained, Ema, so what it means like this, he can appoint someone else to bring the carbon on his behalf, Lebali Mumin, Tahorim Shabosa Mishma. When it comes to eating the carbon, that would be eaten by Tahorim, because Tumah Hucha B'tzibur, when the community is Tameh, we can offer the carbon, but you can't eat the carbon while in a state of Tumah. But the carbon would then be given, the meat would be given to the members of the group who are Bali Mum, who can't even do the service. But they are Tahar. Since they're Tahar, they can eat. Amar Rav Ashi said, Imay a Kohen Gadol Onin. Let's say you have a Kohen Gadol who just lost a relative. He's an Onin. So typically an Onin is not allowed to do service. A Kohen Gadol is allowed to do service even when he's an Onin. So if he doesn't want to do it, since he can do the service himself, he can choose which Kohen will represent him to do it. He can make a Shaliach. But when it comes to the eating of it, avodasa, the eating of the meat, la'anshe mishmar, gets divided up amongst all the members of the group of that week. My kamash, what's the chiddush? Again, Snina, we learned this, Kohen Gadol makriv onin. A Kohen Gadol can do the service while he's an onin, but ve'ino ochel, he can't eat it while he's an onin. So that's all of these halachos. When one person can do the offering, but he can't do the eating, so he can make a shaliach for the offering, he can't make a shaliach for the eating, so the eating gets divided to all the members of the group. So the Gemara says, he can't even get a portion to eat it that night when he's no longer an Oni. So the Gemara says, maybe Hashem says the Kohen Gadol, when he's an Oni, and he can offer the offerings. But the fact that he can offer the offerings would enable him to make somebody else's representative? Maybe not. So that lo matzi mashu, I think he wouldn't be able to make a representative. Kamashwan, so that's the chiddush. Even though he's an onein, he can make someone his representative to offer the offering.
So he cannot do the services because he's onein?
He could. A Kohen Gadol is allowed to do it while an onein, and since he can do it, he can make a representative for himself do it. Like all these other cases where we've been saying that when you can do the service yourself, you can make a representative to do the service for you. But if you couldn't eat it, you couldn't make a representative to eat for you, and the rights to eating would be divided amongst all the members of the Mishmar, all the members of the group.
It would be up to him to make a decision.
Yes,
right?
It would be up to the Kohen Gadol.
Oh, sorry. It's understandable if he's sick or an onen or if he's tamei that he can't eat it. But
right.
What about the hide? Why is he not getting
it? Yeah, so Rashi takes out the hide in all of these cases. He says you have to change the gear, so take out the hide.
He doesn't.
Yeah, Rashi takes that out. Yeah. So the mission now says, Hagozel is Hager, going back to the topic we've been discussing, a person who steals from a convert, Vinish Balo, and the convert wanted it back, and he swore falsely that he never stole Umeis, and then the convert died. So now, Reza Meshalim, he has to get atonement for his false oath. So Reza Meshalim, Karen Vachomesh, he has to pay the principal plus a fifth. Who does he pay it to? To the Kohanim. And the Asham, the carbon that he has to bring for the false oath, goes onto the altar. Shenam, as the Pasuk says, mainly Ishkoel, if a man has no relatives, Lahashiv Ha'asham Elav, to return the guilt to him. Ha'asham Mushav Lashem LaKohen. This guilt that is being returned to God goes to the Kohen, Milvad, and that's besides Ela Kippurim, the offering of atonement, the ram of atonement, Asher Yechaper Bo'olav, which will atone for him upon it. Okay? Hayamalas HaKesef Esa'asham Umeis. Let's say he was bringing the money and the asham to Yerushalayim. And it's not that the convert died, it's that he died. So HaKesef, you know, and
The robber dies.
So then, HaKesef, Yinasin Labanav. The money of the principal and the fifth belongs to the children of the robber. Because this is all brought as a cup. Really, the robber could have acquired it. Because whenever a convert dies, all of his property becomes ownerless. The convert had already died. Now the robber died. So the robber, now the robber's children acquire the money and the fifth. Because it was he who had to get an atonement, but they don't need an atonement. And he's already dead. He doesn't need atonements anymore. But the karban, ha'asham, the animal, so it was already a karban. So yirat sheyistoyev, let it pasture until it gets a blemish. Once it gets a blemish, v'yimacher, sell it, because it loses its sanctity, and the money will, the money that's paid for it will get the sanctity. V'yiplutam avunadzava, and use those money, put them in the bins in the Beis HaMikdash, where they would collect coins for Olos Nadava, for Karbanos Ola that were donated.
It's stolen money, Rabbi. It's Asur money.
It's not stolen anymore. The Ger died, he inherited it. He got it, right? Whenever a Ger dies, the property becomes
Hefker. But the origination
Hefker
is Asur.
Okay, but now it's permitted. Nasan Akesef Lanshe Mishmar. Let's say he came up to Yerushalayim and he paid the money to the Kohanim that are there, because he hadn't died yet. And then Umeis, and then he died. And the children of his cannot get the money back from the Kohanim. Because the Pasuk says, a man who gives to the Kohen, it will belong to the Kohen. Let's say he came up and he gave the money to the Kohanim of the Yehoyariv group. Then he brought the carbon Asham months later to the when the Mishmar of Yediah was on. Yahtzeh fulfilled his obligation. However, if he brought the carbon Asham earlier to the Oyariv group, the Kesef, Yediah, and the money he brought and paid to the Yediah group, Im Kayim HaAsham, if the Asham is still around, Yakrivu B'nei Yediah, then the members of Yediah should be the ones to offer it. V'imlo, but if not, Yachzer v'yavi asham acher, he has to come back and bring a new asham. Shamei v'gzeilat shelo hevi asham o yatza. If he paid the money before he had the asham offered, he's yotze. But hevi asham at shelo hevi gzeilo, if the asham was offered before the money was paid, lo yatza, he didn't fulfill his obligation. Nasan es hakeren v'lo nasan es hachomesh. Let's say he paid the principal by giving it to the Kohanim, because the Ger, of course, was dead, but he didn't pay the fifth. And Achomish Ma'akev, he still gets atonement. The Pasuk said, Asham. Asham, that the Pasuk's referring to, means Karen, the principal. Then it says, Hamushav, that which is returned. Zechomish, that means the added fifth. Oeinu Ela Asham Ze'ayil. Maybe when it says Asham, it means the carbon. What would be the difference if Asham meant the carbon? That would be against Rava then. I'm a Rava because Rava said Gazal Ager Shizir Balayla Lo Yatza. If he returned the amount of the principal at night, he's not Yotze. If he returns it by halves, he's not Yotze. Because Rava says, since the principal is called Asham, it has the status of an Asham. Just like you can't bring the carbon Asham at night, and you can't bring the carbon Asham in halves, you can't pay back the principal in halves or at night. My time, why? Because Asham, Kaya Rahman, Hashem called the principal an Asham. So the answer is you can't say that. Kishu Omer, once the pasuk says, Movad El HaKippurim, besides the Ram of Atonements, have you Omer? So you see that Ram of Atonements is referring to the carbons. When the Torah says Asham, it refers to the principal amount. Zekarim. Tani Dichlun to another Brisa. Asham, when the Torah says he has to bring a principal amount, Zekarim. That is the basic amount. Asham, the guilt is the principal amount. Hamushav, which is returned, Zechomesh. That's a reference to the added fifth. Oeinu Ela Asham Zechomesh. Maybe Asham means the fifth. What would that would do to your halacha? It would say the following. That would be against the Mishnah. If he paid the principal without paying the fifth, he still got atonement. But if you say that the very word of guilt offering refers to the fifth, that means that you need to give the fifth to get atonement. You'd say that the fifth is ma'akiv. So again, the answer to that is that Kishuom, once the pasuk said, Veheshev es Hashem b'rosho, he will give the guilt as the first thing, v'chamishiso, and add a fifth. Have you almost, that tells you that asham, that when it says the guilt, it's referring to Karen, the principal. Tan yidach lindin, another brisa. Asham, when the pasuk says he'll pay his guilt, he'll bring his guilt, zeh Karen, that's a reference to the principal. Hamushav, that is returned, zeh chomesh, that he has to add a fifth. And the pasuk is referring to a case where a guy stole from a convert and he swore falsely, and the convert died, so he can't give it back to the convert, he has to give it to the Kohanim. Maybe you're going to say Hamushav Zekefel. Maybe when it says Hamushav, that which is returned, it's referring to the double payment, and it's not referring to a guy who stole openly from a convert. The Torah is referring to a case where a person burglarized the convert. The answer is Kishuom, once the pasuk says Ve'eshev es Hashem b'rosho, he will return the guilt first. V'chamishiso, and add a fifth. Haribim Mamon Amishtal b'rosho kosa medaber. So clearly the pasuk is not referring to a double payment, it's referring to a principal with a fifth. Gufa, we just learned. Amar Rava, Rava said, Gezel ager shechziru b'layla, if a person steals from a convert, swore falsely, and the convert died, if he brings it back at night, he gives it at night to the Kohanim, lo yatsi, he doesn't fulfill his obligation. If he brought half of it, then a week later brings the other half, also lo yatsi, he doesn't fulfill his obligation. My time, why? Asham kari rachman, Hashem characterizes these payments as asham, as a sin offering. Just like a sin offering can't be done, you know, piecemeal. So to these offerings, these payments can't be done piecemeal. And it can't be done at night. V'amar Rav, Rav taught another halacha. Gazel ager shein bo shavu prut l'chol kohen v'kohen. This addresses what I think it was Mordechai was bringing up. We know that if a guy steals from the convert and he swears falsely, and then the convert dies, so what we've been learning is he has to bring the stuff up to Yerushalayim, and it gets divided to the members of the Mishmar. So the Torah's language is he has to give to the Kohanim. Now to give means to give something of value. Has to be at least a pruta. So let's say he only stole something worth 5 prutos. And meanwhile, there are 300 kohanim. So he has to add another 295 prutos. So every kohen gets a pruta. So if he claims, Gezel ager shein bo shavu prutah l'chol kohen v'kohen, if there's not going to be a pruta for every kohen in the Mishmar, lo yatzi yedei chovasu, he hasn't fulfilled his obligation. My time, why d'chsev ha'asham hamushav, the guilt that is returned, there has to be a returning, there has to be a giving. Ha'asham l'chol kohen v'kohen, every kohen has to get something which was of at least some value, at least a pruta. Vay Rav asked the question following. Ein bo l'mishmeres yeho yariv. Let's say the amount that he stole wouldn't produce a pruta for every member of the group of yeho yariv, but yesh bo l'mishmeres yedaya. But the mishmara of yedaya was smaller. It would have a pruta for every member of yedaya. Mahu, what would the halacha be then? In other words, what's the case? If he brought it in when yedaya is working, Bimishmeres Yedaya, at the time that they're working, so Hayispe, so he accomplished his goal. He brought back what he stole, and everybody got something. Lo Tzricha, no, the case is the Yehaveli Yedaya gave it to the group of Yedaya, Bimishmar to the Yehoyariv, when it was the week of Yehoyariv. So, my, what's the halacha? Mi Amir, do we say, Kibin Dulav Mishmar to Huvelo Klumu? Since he gave it to the Kohanim that are not on this week, he never gave it, he didn't do what he was supposed to do. So, he still has to give it. He has to give, you know, he has to gain atonement by giving to the Kohanim who are on this week. He has to produce the money for all of them. Odilmor maybe, came into Lochazile, since, you know, it's not enough for the group that's on this week. Therefore, may Ikara Liyadai Akai. Maybe that automatically, maybe there's like some automatic system. You know, if it's if it works for group 7, but it doesn't work for group 1, so automatically it's dedicated to group 7, because it's only going to work for group 7. And therefore, when he gave to group 7, when group 1 was on, it should work. So maybe, may Ikara Liyadai Akai. From the very beginning, it's dedicated for Yadai Teku. We don't know the answer. Boy, Rav asked another question. Kohanim maushi yichalku gezel ager, connected gezel ager. Can Kohanim do business? Can they trade? I'll take the piece of gezel ager this week. In return, I'll get 2 pieces from this stolen thing of ager. Next week, you'll get 2 pieces. I'll get your piece this week. You'll get my piece next week. We know that they're not allowed to do that with karbanos. With karbanos, they're not allowed to do trades. They can't say, okay, this week I'll take a little bit more lechem apanim, and you'll take a little bit more lechem apanim next week. That they can't do. So what about gezel ager? Mi arminu, do we say, Asham kari rachmana, Hashem characterizes it as a guilt offering. So ma asham ein cholkum, asham kenged asham. Just like in karbanos, they can't make a trade. They can't say, I'll take a little bit more of the karban now, you'll take a little bit more of the karban tomorrow. Af gezel ein cholkum gezel ager, kenged gezel ager. So too in this payment to them, they can't make a trade. Oduma maybe gezel ager mamonu. It's money. Money can always be traded. So other pashta. Then he said, bottom line, asham kaya rachmanu. You see, Rava says it's called an asham. It has to be given by day. It has to be given all, entirety. It can't be given in a half. So if it's called an asham, it's called a karban. That means it has the status of a karban that you can't do trades with it. Rav Acha b'rei de Rava, Rav Acha the son of Rava, Masni lo beheji, said it explicitly. Amar Rava, Rava said, Kohanim in cholkim gezel ager, keneged gezel ager. Kohanim can't make exchanges. I'll take a little bit more of the gezel ager. You take a little bit more tomorrow. My time Asham kai rachmana, because Hashem calls it Asham and gave it a term of a karba. Boy, Rava asked another question. Kohanim gezel ager, this halacha that the Kohanim get the money that was stolen from the convert, they get the amount in the fifth. How do we view it? Is it Yorshin Havu, that Hashem makes them the ones to inherit the convert? Oh, Mekabli Matono Savu. Or it's another gift. Hashem gives all sorts of gifts to the Kohanim. He gives the first little piece of wool. He gives the truma. This is another gift. What had been going to the ger is a gift given to them, but not that they inherit the ger. L'may nafkamina, what's the nafkamina, whether you define them as inheritors or people getting a gift? Let's say that which was stolen was valueless now, because it's chametz and it's after Pesach. If they're inheriting from the ger, okay. I knew hi diarti moris. You know what do they get from the ger? Whatever he had, he was the one who should have been getting this chametz back. Now he's nebuch dead. So what he gives to those who inherit him is this valueless chametz. However, Yamit Mikabli Matano Sabu. But if you're going to say what Hashem did is Hashem created a new gift, the gift of money that had once belonged to a ger and had been stolen from him, but it's a gift to them, so a gift has to have value. So if it's a gift, so Matana Kam Rachman, Hashem gave them a gift, so the Nesavlu, you have to give them something of value. You can't give them chametz after Pesach, which is valueless. V'alo Kayavlu Midi, he's not giving them anything. Da'afra Ba'alma, which is just a piece of dirt. So Reb Zeira Boi Hachi, Reb Zeira asked the question in the following way. Even if you understand this as a gift that Hashem gives to them, then certainly the case of Chametz after Pesach, you can still give Chametz after Pesach, because whenever Hashem says it's a gift, doesn't mean that there's a certain value. Maybe the price of wool collapses. Reishis HaGez might be worth nothing. But Hashem says, this is what you give. So what you give is that which had been going to the ger, goes to them. Hashem said, you give them that thing. You give them this chametz. The question would be like this. Let's say the Kohen is getting 10 animals because of what was stolen from the ger. He stole a huge flock. So every Kohen in the Mishmar is getting 10 animals. So now, do they have to give one of them as Meiser Behema? Olo or no? Yorshin Havu. Are they inheritors? Damamaras, we've learned. Kanu b'tfis sabayis chayavim. Children who inherit a flock from their parents have to give Meiser Behema. Odu makabi matana havu. Maybe there are people getting a gift. Utsanan, we looked in a Mishnah. Halokeach, a person who buys a bunch of animals that they haven't had Meiser Behema separated from them. Or anitan lopin matana, or if he was given a gift of a bunch of animals, patrim Meiser Behema doesn't have to separate Meiser Behema. So, what's the halacha? So Tashma coming here proves that it is in fact a gift. As we learned in the Braisa, Esrim Va'arba Matanos Kahuna, Nitnuli Aaron Luvanov. There were 24 gifts that are given to the Kohen by Hashem. The Kula Nitnu Meklalu Pratu Klal, and they were given in Psukim, where you have a general rule, then you have details, and you have a general rule, and at the end of that parasha, the Torah describes them as Bris Melach, as a covenant of salt, which means the following, just like the service of the Beis HaMikdash was called a covenant of salt. Kala Mekayman, anyone who fulfills the halacha of giving the Kohanim the gifts that they are entitled to get, Kilu Mekayim Klalu Pratu Klal, as if he fulfills the entire Torah, which was given through rule, detail, and rule, Ubris Melach, and it's as if he offered all the Korbanos, which were characterized as a covenant of salt. Kala Overalein, and if a person doesn't give the gifts to the Kohanim, Kilu Overal Klalu Pratu Klal, Ubris Melach, it's as if he's violating the Torah and the service. Eluhain, these are the gifts given to the Kohanim. Eser b'Mikdash, 10 are in the temple. Arba b'Yerushalayim, 4 in Jerusalem. Eser b'Gvulin, and 10 outside of Jerusalem. Eser b'Mikdash, the 10 in the Beis HaMikdash. Chatas b'Hema, the meat of a korban chatas that was an animal. Chatas ha'of, the meat of an animal, the meat of a bird that was a chatas. Asham v'Adai, whenever he has to bring an asham, the meat of an asham. Asham tali, when there is a suffix, if he did, an avera of which the penalty is karis. Zivchei shalmei tzibur, the shlamim of the community. Log shemen shel mitzora, the oil of a mitzora. Mosar omer, the leftovers of the minchas omer. Shtei alechem, the two loaves of bread that are brought on Shavuos. Lechem upon him, the bread of every Shabbos. Shiari b'nachos, and the leftovers of a karban mincha. All of these are eaten in the Beis HaMikdash. Arba b'Yushalayim, there are four gifts given that have to be eaten in Yushalayim. Habachor, the firstborn animal that's offered as a karban. The meat has to be eaten in Yushalayim. Habikurim, the first fruits have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Hamura min atoda, the loaves taken off of the carbon toda, as well as the zera l'chayayim, the keva. And el nazir, and the ram of a nazir. Oros kachim, the skins of kachim. Vasara begvulin, then there are 10 that are off, that are can be eaten anywhere. Chuma, chuma smicer, chala, reishas agez, the first shearings of wool. Hamatanos, the gift, pidgin aben. The redeeming of the firstborn, Pidyon Petach Hamor, redeeming the firstborn donkey, Ste Achuza, a field that had been made Hekdesh, and then at Anyovel, it gets given out to the Kohanim because it wasn't redeemed, Ste Charamim, a field that was made Hekdesh through a Cherem promise, Gezel Ager, and that which is stolen from a convert, Kakari Mias Matana, it's called a gift, Shmamina Makabli Matana Sabi Shmamina, you see that they are people who receive a gift.
We have the concept of inheritance tax.